This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, it's Aaron Chen, and welcome to episode 188 of the Freedom Audio Show. I was having a think today of what I could share in this particular episode, and I was talking to one of my students a couple of hours ago on our internal Facebook community group, and he was asking about how he should structure some of his internal sales videos for his sales process, and what are some of the things that he needed to say. And basically the big problem that he had was he's a beginner, right? So just like a lot of people that are coming online, 95, or more percent of them don't really have any results to share, right? And so this is a huge misconception in the marketing world that, people think that if they're just an absolute beginner, that they're gonna suffer because they don't actually have any results to share. So it doesn't really matter what you're selling. You could be selling a dog training product. You could be selling a, how to make a potato gun product. You could be selling, how to get six pack abs, how to lose weight, how to fall in love, how to make money from home, how to be good at cryptocurrency. It doesn't really matter. But a lot of beginners think that because they haven't had the results, that they're not able to tell a story where they, where they were able to get results and they want to show their results. So they're not able to convince someone to buy whatever product that they're recommending, right? And so what I was telling my student was that basically, it really has nothing to do with your results, because at the end of the day, your audience really doesn't care about you, all right? They really care about them. And so a lot of people that start marketing online, they always think it's about them. They always think, because I haven't had the result, I can't share my results, so I'm not going to be able to convince someone to come along with me on my journey. But that's not true, because really, as long as you focus on your audience, that's really all you have to do, okay? So I want to teach you a formula today that will allow you to sell pretty much anything, tell your story or not even tell your story, and still, have the ability to convince people that you're the right person to work with, and that they should come along with you and, buy whatever product that you're trying to recommend, okay? So it's really about, first of all, hooking someone with an idea, right? And all a hook is basically a really interesting or provocative or, curiosity-driven idea that someone in your particular niche market would be interested in. Okay, so for example, how I use the sell without selling method to generate 121 sales, in the last 30 days, or how you can use the sell without selling method to generate 121 sales in the next 28 days. So you don't necessarily need to say that you've done it, but you can make a statement and say how you can do that, right? How your audience member can do that. And then all you would do is you would transition from the hook to the story, and you can tell a story around that particular idea. And here's the thing about good marketing is that you don't necessarily have to tell your story. I mean, it's great if you could tell your story, and further down the line, once you've had the results, you can blend that into your stories, like tell a particular story about yourself. But in the meantime, if you're just a beginner and you're just getting started, you can always tell other people's stories, right? You can borrow stories from your mentor, or you can borrow stories from your colleague, right? Or your business colleague, your business partner. You can borrow stories from the multi-level marketing company that you're promoting, right? You can borrow stories from the testimonials within the product that you're trying to sell. It doesn't necessarily have to be your own story. As long as you're telling a story, or you're backing up your hook with some sort of information or value-driven content about that hook, that's all that really matters. In fact, sometimes you don't even have to tell a story. When I say story, I use that word very lightly. It could literally be a factual statement, or it could be some piece of training or advice or entertainment piece that will get your audience to understand why that hook even makes sense in the first place. Does that make sense, right? And then after you tell your story, or you've given that piece of value about that hook, you close with a call to action. And that call to action would be, you need to tell your audience exactly what you want them to do, whether it's to click on the link below, whether it's to enter their email address, whether it's to go here to get access to your free workshop, to your webinar, to your value series, to get this free ebook, get on your email list, whatever it is, right? Whatever you're trying to do at that particular time. But when you're just getting started, especially if you're a beginner and you have no, you know, evidence that you've gotten that particular result, you don't ever need to be 100%, you don't have to volunteer any information that is going to give up your position of power and influence. Does that make sense? Let me say that again. So you don't have to volunteer unnecessary information. Right, so a lot of people think that, oh, I haven't, you know, made money online, so I need to tell people that I haven't made money online. No, you don't. You don't have to. I mean, I never did that. When I started in 2009, all I did was I just put myself in a position of power and I just told people or taught people exactly what they needed to learn in order to get results. Okay, so I would learn something. I would get a piece of information from a training program. I knew that a specific piece of information would help other people as well, because obviously it's a piece of info or training that people have used to get results, and I would just teach it, right? So I never said that I was a millionaire. So never lie in your marketing, right? But you don't have to volunteer information that is going to affect your position and your influence in the market. It's very important. That's a huge distinguishable fact, okay? Or huge, huge piece that you need to understand in marketing. You don't, never lie, of course, you have to have integrity, but you don't have to tell people that you're poor either. Does that make sense? Because they don't need to know that piece of information. As long as you're adding value, you're training them, and you're helping them to your best ability to get them to the place that they want to go inside of their life, or they're trying to solve a problem, or they're trying to find a solution, as long as you're doing right by them, you're not hurting your potential audience or customer. I hope that makes sense. So this is the big thing that a lot of people don't understand. They think that they have to be, you know, 100% honest with their situation and just volunteer loads of information about their personal situation, when in reality you don't. As long as you are not hurting your potential audience, your potential customer, and you're giving the best value, the best training, and you're helping them to the best of your ability, that's all that matters. Later down the line, once you have had more results, okay, so let's just say you've been able to sell a lot of weight loss products, or maybe you're going through a weight loss program yourself and you've lost a lot of weight. If you want to include that into your marketing piece and add that piece of story inside of your videos or your trainings or your ads, then you can do that. You know, if you've further down the line made a lot of sales and now you understand how to sell a product, if you want to say, hey, you know, I now understand how to sell, you know, these many products, or I've made this amount of profit, if you want to add that later on, then you can. But on the first instance, it is not necessary at all. All right. And that's the one seed that I want to plant in your head today, because you might be thinking to yourself, well, Aaron, I'm just an absolute beginner. How am I supposed to get results inside of my business if I haven't gotten the results myself yet, right? And the reality is that it has everything to do with your delivery and your execution and the confidence you have inside of the content that you put out there, all right? If you give value, if you're confident, if you deliver and you execute your content very confidently, right? People are just going to automatically assume that you know what you're talking about and that you're successful, okay? And so it's not, you know, it's not really about fake it till you make it, right? A lot of people, you know, sometimes think that it's about faking it before they make it. Fake it before you make it is basically telling someone a lie that you're successful when you're not. This is very different from that. This is, you're not even telling people that you're successful because it has nothing to do with them, right? All you're doing is you're putting your focus 100% on your audience, and you're delivering training that you think will help them to the best of your ability. That's it. You never ever have to lie about your position. You don't even have to talk about the results that you've gotten. You just need to focus on them. And if you do that in the best way that you can, and you deliver it in a confident way, and you're really teaching them good information that will really help them, then you're doing the best job that you can, right? And just by doing that, people are going to believe in you. And they're going to feel, you know, drawn towards you. And the formula that I taught you earlier, the hook, story, call to action, that will work very, very well in this particular scenario. And you can use that in your ads. You can use that in the content that you're using to, drive more magnetism towards you inside of your sales process. You can use that in your webinars. You can use that in your emails, in your email copy. I mean, this strategy is, or this particular formula, the hook story call to action, is very, very versatile, and you can use it in many, many different parts of your marketing. So that's the idea that I wanted to share today. I hope you got a lot of value from this. And you know, please understand that if you're a beginner, don't be scared that you don't have a story yet, okay? Because there are ways, obviously, to tell your story later on once you've had some great results. And you know, it's not essential at the beginning for you to have a very, very successful business. I hope that makes sense. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.